You know, yesterday we were talking about how a lot of the Albertans are failing with their tests. If they were given a driver's test again, 89% would fail.
And these are a lot of them were drivers that have been driving for 10 years or more. Mm-hmm. They said over 50% of the drivers.
Yeah. So I've been driving now for 24 years.
Yeah, and you say you're the best driver in the world.
No, not the world, but broadly BC.
Okay, officially the best driver in the province.
Probably top 10 Western Canada. Anyway.
So he's modest too.
You did the test?
Yes.
Yes.
And I scraped by with the skin of my teeth. Yeah, whatever that means.
80%.
That's an odd saying. But 80%, which is the pass.
I just finished mine. You ready for this, Jane?
Yes.
Ready? Ready?
Wayne, you failed. I didn't think you were going to tell us if you failed.
Of course. I'm honest. What kind of a question is this? How far do you travel behind a fire truck? 50 meters, 60 meters, 150 meters, or 160 meters? Leah's laughing. What's the answer, Leah?
150.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're in the failure category just like me.
I would have said 60.
Yeah, that's what I put. Actually, I put 50 because I'm thinking meter sticks.
Yeah.
I mean,
the last
time I saw a meter stick, Mr. Donlevy was coming at me with during school. I was in grade 3, so I had to think, how far was he standing back when he was whipping that thing at me?
And how fast were you running?
Yeah, and I'm thinking, well, 50 of them would be a pretty good amount. It's 160.
I would think,
I had all kinds of questions. I was thinking, what is this? What kind of a question is this? So I may have to retake it now. We have put it up on our blog. You can try it.
Yeah.
Be honest with us. Leave us your comments on, you know, what your score is. And we'll see if anybody can beat this darn thing. KBSRadio.ca. Click on the Wayne and Jane Show. You'll find our blogs.